The KGOU AM News Brief is made possible by listeners like you. Support KGOU during our spring fundraiser. Click the donate button at kgou.org. Thanks. The Oklahoma House and Senate advance literacy bills to retain struggling readers and changes to signs at the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, March 26th. I'm McDaniels. Oklahoma lawmakers advanced two major literacy bills Wednesday, House Bill 4420 and Senate Bill 1778, with strong bipartisan support. The measures aim to improve reading scores by requiring some third graders to repeat the grade if they fall below basic levels. The bills also require extra instruction, summer tutoring, and expanded teacher training in early literacy. Both measures now move to the opposite chambers for consideration. Oklahoma County issued a burn ban Wednesday as dry conditions continue across the state. The ban will remain in effect for 14 days through April 8th. Residents cannot burn grass, trash, or other materials, or build campfires or bonfires. Violators face up to a $500 fine, up to 1 year in jail, or both. However, outdoor cooking in approved appliances is still allowed with caution. A Donald Trump executive order has led to some signage tweaks at the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge in southwest Oklahoma. Sarah Lisi has the details.
Trump's executive order, Restoring Truth and Sanity to American History, requested that the Secretary of the Interior ensure federal properties promote America's greatness. As a result, materials across the country were flagged, including a display title inside an exhibit at the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge that read, Hall of Shame. It described the systematic slaughter of the American bison. Lewis Bork is a Native American Studies professor at the University of Oklahoma.
When we start to see these types of institutionally encoded erasures of history is when we start to see acts of violence against the people whose histories are getting removed.
Bork also says any erasure of history is significant because a better nation can't be built without a full scope of its past. I'm Sarah Lisi.
Oklahoma Human Services is providing a new avenue for young people who have been through the child welfare system to share their perspectives with the agency. KGOU's Hannah France has more.
Oklahoma Human Services announced the launch of its Youth Advisory Board for Child Welfare Services this week. The board is composed of young people who have firsthand experience with the child welfare system. The agency is currently seeking people ages 16 to 23 who have spent time or are currently in the child welfare system to join the board. In a press release, Oklahoma Human Services Child Welfare Director Michael Williams calls the board's insight invaluable and says their willingness to share their experience will strengthen the entire community. The formation of the board comes as Oklahoma became the first state in the nation to join an initiative led by the U.S. Administration for Children and Families called A Home for Every Child earlier this year. I'm Hannah France.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.